A Kelowna resident is hoping to trade a pinecone in for a house. Back in September, Stephanie Horman picked up a pinecone from her kid's schoolyard and decided to see what she could trade it in for by the end of September. Horman ended up with $10,000 worth of warm socks that were redistributed back out onto the streets with outreach workers. This go-around, I decided I'm not going to give myself an end date, but I am going to do an end goal, and so I am trying to get a house. Other people have, so why can't I do it? Horman said. Horman says she is up for the challenge. At the end of the day, I want to give it back into the community, and with the rising cost of living, I feel like a house is one of the most impactful things that we can give back and help other families in the community. Horman started the challenge 2 weeks ago and has made 5 trades to date so far. Currently, she is sitting with a surfboard. It has been going really well, and it is awesome because the community saw how much an impact it had last time, and so the community is really excited and following along. Horman says she hopes to trade up to a house by the summer. My expectation is obviously it is not going to be a really nice house. I feel like there will be a lot of renovations that will need to be done in it, so it will be nice if I have it by summertime and we can do some renovations and get people into it, she added. In 2005, Canadian blogger Kyle MacDonald traded his way from a single red paperclip to a house in a series of 14 online trades over the course of a year. Those interested in trading can email Horman or send her a message on Instagram.